War can profoundly change the men and women who fight it. Sometimes these changes include mental health problems, such as post-traumatic stress disorder. For the Iraq War, the military created mental health programs to reach troops before, during, and after combat. And now a study shows a substantial number of soldiers and Marines serving early in the war are having problems. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports researchers also say many of those who need help are not seeking it.
Soldiers don't like to admit weakness. So when Charles Hoke asked soldiers and Marines returning from Iraq if they had any mental health problems, he wasn't sure what they'd say. Hoge is a psychiatrist at the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. He gave almost 2,000 troops questionnaires and promised them confidentiality. A high number admitted to having problems.
The overall rate of mental health concerns, to include depression and anxiety and post-traumatic stress, was around 15% after coming back from Iraq.
By comparison, in Vietnam, about twice as many, 30%. Dealt with the recurring nightmares and other symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Dr. Hoge's results are being published in the New England Journal of Medicine. He doesn't think the rates of mental health problems in Iraq will go up or down very much, but Dr. Matthew Friedman thinks they're likely to rise. He runs the Department of Veterans Affairs National Center on PTSD, and he wrote an editorial to go along with Hoge's study. Friedman notes that the soldiers and Marines who filled out Hoge's survey were in Iraq at the start of the war, and they came home last summer. Friedman says soldiers in Iraq today are probably at an even greater risk for mental health problems.
When we first liberated the country, American soldiers were welcomed by the Iraqi people, and of course things have changed. People are getting killed every day. It's a guerrilla war. In many ways, you don't know what's going to happen. Whether you're a combatant or driving a truck in a convoy doesn't make any difference in terms of how safe you might be. So I think that the character of the war is making the situation more likely people are going to be exposed to the kind of traumatic experiences that might precipitate PTSD or depression or other kinds of things.
And that raises another concern that Hoge found in his survey. Of soldiers who come back from Iraq with mental health problems, only about one-third ask for treatment. Hoke says that's part of military culture, and it's difficult to change.
In the military, we have some unique challenges because it's primarily a young, mostly male, about 85% of the military is male organization, and this is not a culture that's likely to seek help if they have mental health concerns.
Of those with mental health problems, 50% worried it would hurt their careers if they asked for help. 65% feared they'd look weak.
It just doesn't pass the common sense test that we're in the year 2004 and there still exists this stigma.
That's Steve Robinson. He runs the National Gulf War Resource Center. The group wants better health services for veterans of the first Gulf War and for those fighting in Iraq. Robinson says that by now, soldiers ought to understand conditions like PTSD.
It's no different than being shot by a bullet. You can't control it. There's no amount of ducking and dodging that you can do if PTSD is going to be a factor in your life. It is a chemical reaction you can't control. So why should there be a stigma? But there is.
Robinson envisions using what he calls an army of veterans to end that stigma and to persuade soldiers returning from Iraq to get treatment.
We do it by getting combat veterans who have served in other wars to greet them and say, look, maybe now's not the time that you want to talk about it, but war, I've been there, and this is what you can expect. And here's my card, and you can call me. And no matter what's going on in your world, you and I can talk because I've served and I know what's going on.
Because Robinson says that even if those who have seen combat don't like to talk about it, no one knows better that stress and psychiatric injury are a natural part of war. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.